Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you're down.
Sweet Baby James bringing us back. 7 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, folks. This is our Breast Cancer Awareness Show. We're doing it as we've been doing it for a number of years now with four members of our Brain Trust, Lois Geller, Joan Pride, Paula Lovell, Judith Glazer, four beautiful special ladies that I'm so happy to know, to have gotten to know and to work with. We're talking about their experiences and their attitudes about their survival and about how the whole awareness, breast cancer awareness movement is going. Judith, I'm going to start with you. I think we tried to get you in last segment. Go ahead.
Yeah, so there's two things that are going on around awareness. There's at one level, which is the personal contact between people talking about breast cancer. Last night I went to a women's group that I'm part of and running. Everybody, once we started to talk about it, everybody in the room wanted to find out who to go to, what to do, how to get in front of the curve, and I've never seen this kind of energy before.
40 years ago, that would never have happened, would it?
Never. And the women said this would never have happened, that there is a need to talk about this and support each other. But there's another level, which is the public level, and how marketing and all sorts of people are connecting to the breast cancer movement in ways, some which are good and some which may not be so good. And I know that some of you have had some thoughts about that.
Well, there's some controversy out there right now. There's some issues. I'm not going to go, I don't know all the details, but I just know there's a little bit out there. Joan, did you have some thoughts? Joan Pride?
No, I'm not sure I was the one.
Okay, who? Paula, then. Paula,
well, this is Paula, and I was thinking that, you know, there's Save the Tatas, and then there's that campaign where they paint and put sequins all over bras and have auctions, and the idea is to take away the stigma or the embarrassment of it, sort of diffuse that kind of sensitivity. And I understand that mission, but I still think it minimizes it a little bit.
Oh, really?
And yeah, and I don't like that. But I wonder if it's a generational thing. You know, maybe just younger people, younger women are not offended by it. I just don't think there's any part of it that's funny. I can't find anything funny about it. And to me, to try to make it funny...
So you think it might trivialize it? Is that what you're thinking?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. I think it's
what do you think, Lois?
I think that many of our clients have come to me with ideas for promotion so that they can make money, you know, and I'm not sure that all the donations, the 10% of whatever you buy, does go to breast cancer.
That's one of the controversies, I think, out there.
Yes.
That there are people who are they're marketing breast cancer awareness, but there may be a little too much administration in there.
Exactly.
Judith, what do you think?
Well, no, I absolutely do think it is. It's all about the dollar. But I have to tell you what is coming around now inside of my conversations with people is that everybody wants to start to look differently at cancer and not make it a stigma, but make it something that everybody just has to check into. It's like bringing it down to it's a normal thing we all have to look out for. That's incredible because it really facilitates the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It enables, you know, people really to become supporters. I've had so many calls. I did a breast cancer journal when I was going through this experience, and I've had people actually call me and say, I heard you talk about it at a women's group. Could you share your journal? Can we share it with other people? And again, that's bringing... When I grew up, my mother had cancer for 12 years. We couldn't talk about it in our family. We had syringes and things in the refrigerator because my father injected my mother with underground drugs.
Wow.
We couldn't talk about that to other people. She was always good.
Right.
She had wigs, and everything was fine. And that's not what it is now. Now there's an opening.
Yeah. But let me, can I stick something in here from a guy's perspective, and based on what you were talking about, Paula?
Mm-hmm.
When I see pink, I think of breast cancer awareness. When I see the little ribbons, when I see a guy wearing a shirt in October or whatever, when I see football players wearing pink socks, I think of breast cancer awareness. I have to say, ladies, as a guy, if I saw underwear as part of the whole process, as a guy, I would think I would feel that it was trivializing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it might not be the same thing for ladies, but as a guy, to me, it would trivialize it. It's just different for guys. And ladies, I only got a minute left. I want to go around the horn. Joan, I'm going to let you go first. Last thoughts.
Very quickly. First of all,
I just get the biggest kick out of seeing big, huge, 300-pound NFL football players wearing pink sneakers. But I just wanted to go on this thing, too. Breast cancer does not have to be a death sentence. And I think we've all proven that. And I think that's why people need to get checked and need to keep on it.
Right. Good job, Joan, for that. Lois, go ahead, quickly.
I think it's our Celebration of Hope Month, October, and that's how we should always look at it. We're going to hope that everybody gets checked and be well.
Well said. Paula?
I just think it's wonderful you do this, and I look forward to every year.
Right. Well, me too. Judith?
Yeah, I'm thrilled to have the opportunity to share stories with all of you. And my son is going to have a baby in 2 months. And my mother passed away right before my daughter was born, so I feel like I have a new lease on life.
Judith Glaser, Paula Lovell, Joan Pride, Lois Geller, you can Google them, ladies and gentlemen. They're brave ladies. Ladies, I love you. I'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour, folks. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.